Ready?
Yeah.
So we got a quorum, we're gonna get started here. I'm gonna ask Jill to do the invocation, please.
Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight, Lord. I thank you for each one that's here. Lord, I just ask you to please be with the council and mayor as they make decisions for the city. Lord, I just ask you to please be with the ones that have lost loved ones and the ones that are sick, the ones that are in the nursing home. Lord, I just ask you to please be with our country and help us to make good decisions there. Lord, I love you and I thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Chandler.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Elrod.
Here.
Jelks.
Jones.
Here.
Osborne.
Here.
Okay, number four, approve the minutes from June the 1st, 2026.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Anybody got any discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I was on, okay, y'all. I can get it on this end.
Okay, the mayor's report. Just to remind everybody about the June 10th celebration at Gregory Saturday. Do y'all know what time? Does anybody know what time? Because I don't see it on this.
It's 2 to 8.
2?
2 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Oh, 2 o'clock, 2 to 8 then up at Gregory.
And that's the 20th, Saturday.
And I did have a question since you're on that, Mayor. So the message today, just wanted to know if we had any more donations. She asked, told me Jill to ask you.
I have not.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, don't forget tomorrow is election. It's the primary runoffs. I think there's one Democrat and four or five Republican runoffs, but election tomorrow. Of course, it's a farmer.
7 o'clock still.
I think 7, right?
That's what it was before. I figured it's same.
The park is coming on good. They're starting to put the lights up over there. The power company's got to move that one power line that's going at an angle. And we're working with the power company, that'll be done. So it ain't holding nothing up, but I'm just going to tell y'all, it's going pretty good right now. They won't give me a date, but anyhow, it's coming on good. And I attended a gas board meeting on June the 3rd, and that's all I have. Number six, clerk report.
Still writing. Okay. In your packet is the ordinance for the trash sanitation changes with the increase of $1 a can for residential and the dumpsters going up $10 per size dumpster. 8-yard dumpster is $85 now instead of $75, and a small dumpster was $60 and now it's $70. With the changes, we have to update our ordinance, so we just need a motion to accept the changes. And
ordinance number 2026-02.
I'll make a motion to
got a motion by Bobby.
2026-02.
Second it.
Second by Janet. Any more discussion on that?
I mean, we already voted for them.
To do it.
Yeah.
All
in favor?
Jennifer Wilkins is going to be here tonight, and she's asked me to give the information that she had and ask y'all to approve, if you will. Let me see if I can find her. There it is. Phyllis Jones resigned on the board with the library, and they are wanting to appoint Jacqueline Shavey to take her place, and just ask if y'all would approve.
What's your last name?
S-H-A-V-E-Y, Shavey.
Is that Lloyd's wife?
It is. And I called Pat Tate to ask if it was okay for spouses to be on the board.
She's together. There at all the stuff.
She is, anyway, yeah.
I make a motion to appoint her.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And that's all I've got.
Okay, well, the department has Chief Morales. You want to introduce?
I don't have anything, but I do. Mm-hmm. You know, last city council meeting, talked about hiring Hunter Chadwick. Just wanted to introduce everybody in city council to Officer Hunter Chadwick. Since he started, he's been very proactive. One of the first stops they made, actually ended up first stop he was riding with Officer Hicks was a dope arrest and a recovered stolen gun. So that was the
jump
first
in
phase.
Think first.
So just getting, you know, drugs and stolen guns off the street. So I just wanted him to be here so y'all can get to know him or ask him any questions if y'all had anything for him.
I just want to say thank y'all for the opportunity. Council's a great place. I'm happy to be here. It's a great department. You got a great
thank you
up there. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You want to stay 35 years?
We appreciate it.
My goal was to be chief one day, to be honest with you. Yeah.
That's a good guess.
So he wants you to go somewhere.
Not anytime soon.
Well, we do appreciate what y'all do.
Hunter Chadwick.
Officer Hicks, y'all probably don't know him because he's been on third, and he's moved to first.
And what a problem.
So I hope none of y'all met him because it's been late, and he worked third. So.
Okay. He's on first
name. I think he was the one that came to my house.
No, he's on first name. He's been with us.
Oh, okay.
I think he was the one that came to my house. I'm
there off of
57 Gregory. You done a good job. You done a good job. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So much different.
Is it?
Yes.
Good.
Big change.
What's his first name? Hicks, Officer Hicks.
Carson. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Well, thank you,
ma'am.
And they all speed, but they'll slow down when they see you.
Yeah. And when you do this, I understand what that means.
I need you to see my
cuff. Do you ever get that? Do you ever get that?
No, I see you.
I don't speed.
No, I don't either.
Now,
we're
on the track. Everybody's
fair
game.
I'm just kidding with that. But I do appreciate what y'all guys do. Because it makes the town, and all I've had is a lot of good compliments. And usually people don't brag on the police because they just ain't going to brag because they get a ticket. But anyhow, I do appreciate what y'all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, I'll talk later about the thing that Officer Morales has talked about today. But anyhow, y'all just keep it up and stay safe.
Yes, sir.
Davey, you got anything? Fire department, you got anything?
Turnouts will be here tomorrow at 4 p.m. The glove sizes I haven't got to them yet, so he'll have to order them, and then everything should be ready with the grant. I got a couple of things we got to do for the Valley Rivers and something grant that pays the $9,045 towards this project. And she actually told me, she said once everything's turned in, we can turn in for another grant around that same price.
Good.
We need that many more.
No, we want to turn out again.
You can be used for something else.
Yes.
Oh,
I appreciate the city. It's going to get us for some of our taller kids. I got one kid nearly 7 foot tall, and his bottom of his breeches don't come up to his knees. So this is a real big step for the city, and we appreciate that.
Are the gloves going to be separate on the invoice that we've gotten?
No.
They
should, everything should be already.
Already on that invoice, okay.
If not, I'll check. He can resend one invoice.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Number seven, police vehicles. You know, I told y'all 2 weeks ago that was looking at leasing. And the more men, the chief looked at that, we have decided we're not going to go that route. We're going to, you remember back, it's been 6 months ago or 5 months ago, we started saying we was going to start swapping those trucks out like one at a time. And that's the route we're going to go with. It'll save the city money. And we won't be tied in by leasing, you know. So that's going to be a 3-year deal. And I think we're in control doing it ourselves. And so that's what we're going to do with that part. And that's all I got with that, about the police vehicles.
Are you going to buy one this year, you said?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we got a vote on it. I think we done voted to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we done voted to do it. I just going to tell you after, that sounded way too good, that leasing, and looking at it, it is way too good. So it sounds way too good. It ain't too good. But anyhow, that's what we decided to do on that part. Number eight, board members.
In your packet are the remaining board members that need to be replaced because of either have passed away or moved out of the city limits or their time had expired term.
Mr. Burt's here, Lucky.
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. And he just said yes, he would serve on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I talked to Jill about something.
Okay, good. We mentioned him, and
she said $100 a month. Right?
That's all we'll charge you to do it.
He's going on all of the boards that are available.
Yeah, we'll charge you $100 a month to serve on a board.
Who runs the board?
What?
The chair of the board.
Well,
Different.
And they do not meet unless there's something coming up. It's not like a required monthly meeting or anything like that.
Somebody will notify me about it.
They'll notify you.
Right.
So you're in the city limits.
Yes.
Right.
Industrial development board.
Yes.
I think he's
Industrial. I do too. Industrial development board.
And I think we should put him on
the live inside the city.
No, retardation board.
Redevelopment or zoning? Redevelopment. Industrial.
I think the first one is what David just said, industrial.
Zoning.
Industrial.
Development board.
That's what he says, industrial.
I think Lucky did great.
Because Tom passed away.
Yes, and so we know that. And then, of course, Jed can't serve because he's no longer in the city limits. Redevelopment authority.
Middle one.
I mean, your recommendation, that was just both of those, right?
No, mine was just industrial development board.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Jed was on multiples
yes.
as well, but they're not meeting at the same time.
Is he still employed?
Uh-huh.
Is he still
employed? He is, okay. But he lives out of the city limits now.
I got you.
So I'd make a motion to...
Will you do two boards?
Industrial Development Board and Redevelopment Board.
Yeah.
Authority. Okay.
I like
it. Okay, we've got a motion for Janet, second for Davey, all in favor?
Aye. See, you shouldn't have come tonight.
Well,
I'm afraid he did show up, make sure.
Exactly. He knew we'd throw him on there.
Sir, I really appreciate you. I really do.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll do a good job.
Y'all got to get us some money.
I think we put Thomas back on there.
I agree.
Thomas Barstow.
I'll point Thomas.
Yeah,
back
I wondered.
Yeah.
Okay. So Thomas back on the mm-hmm. housing.
So
how long a term is that?
5 years.
And has anybody talked to Mr. Cagle?
I tried. I can't.
He's not.
His health is not.
Yeah. That's the zoning board. They probably meet as much as anybody, right, don't but they?
Maybe once or twice a year,
yeah,
maybe.
But that's yeah, still more than some.
Exactly.
And you're not required to live in the city limits on that one. So that right, opens a lot of people. That's community, just not in the city limits. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because there's a lot.
Which one
are you talking about? The zoning.
Topping.
I will ask Ellen about this.
Ellen?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Ellen.
Yeah.
He'll tell me.
Doesn't have to be in the city limits. I'll ask her and see if she's interested.
And Hannah's the other one on there. So.
Yeah, she'd be so good.
And I'll just put a note up here, something, question mark on that.
Did you make a motion on Ellen? Second.
We're going to go ahead and put her there. Okay.
And she doesn't want it, we'll take it off. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you do.
I'll make good friends with her, won't I?
Yes.
He's making a motion about Ellen.
And then have this conversation.
His sister, Ellen.
You just tell her.
Who seconded that?
I will.
She is on it, but we're just repeating.
All in favor? So it'd be Ellen.
Ellen volunteers a lot too down here.
Yes.
Sick of faith. I see her. Yeah.
What about Jeff? You think Jeff Patton for the zoning?
He's already
on it. He's on
required.
It. He's
oh,
on it.
Yeah, we talked about
he's
it.
On
yeah.
It.
Right. Would your wife be interested in sitting on a board?
that's a dangerous question to ask.
It is a dangerous question, but we have one more. Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Yeah.
How much do they meet?
They probably meet more than...
Yeah.
They meet more than...
Two times
you know,
a year, possibly.
Somebody's, you know.
I said we'll put Lucky on that board.
Yeah.
We switch it.
Yeah.
Put him on three. What?
Lucky, you up for three? Yeah, because you're not going to have to make that often anyway.
Zoning
Board.
Yeah, you know, if somebody asks to rezone,
yeah,
you know,
you'll like that one, Lucky. I was on that for 4 years one time.
Lucky, you are awesome.
Lucky tonight.
What's he doing?
He's going to be on the zoning board also.
My God.
That's motion second also.
Nah.
So that's everybody.
He's outspoken. He handles it.
Well, self.
Unless somebody wants to volunteer.
No, that's
and then you ask your wife if she's because we're right, going to have some more board openings that she might be interested in serving.
That we put Lucky there too. That's all. Lucky.
You know, get her involved.
I need some things. Who made a motion and seconded on the Lucky.
I
did on the industrial redevelopment.
So we'll let you be it.
On zoning too.
All of them. Okay. And then who wants to be the second?
I did on one of them.
All right, so there you go.
Donna did and Kathy did.
It don't matter. Just so you get it straight.
Donna and Kathy.
That works for me.
That's what I got real good.
I have a question about that. If the board decides to do something on the zoning, did y'all have to approve it to come before y'all then? How's that work?
Yeah, all of the boards, then y'all make your recommendations, and then you come to the council.
Mm-hmm. And usually we go by what the board recommends.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's the whole reason of having the board.
We appreciate it, Lucky.
Y'all get the tough spots, and we get to make the final say, but
y'all
get to meet with the friends and neighbors that's wanting something rezoned.
And you can't.
Temporary and for different things. They got a. I was on there with your daddy, but me and Mr. Eller, I was on there together, sure was. So,
and I would say the zoning board's probably the toughest one.
Mm-hmm. That's really not any Lucky like it.
I was hoping the industrial board would really kick in.
That's everybody. Does anybody have anything?
Yes. Let me make sure I ain't got this right. I spoke with Tommy, the guy that does our
upper music.
Music this afternoon, and he was supposed to get back within an hour. He double booked, but he can hire somebody. I mean, he does multiple events, but he said the price could go up when he has to hire. So the price we've had in the past few years is because he is actually a friend of mine.
Is this for Labor Day?
Well, he's still a friend of yours, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. He's sort of double booked, and
okay.
And so that could. I'm trying to persuade him. Okay. That ain't the 4th. That's Labor Day, ain't it?
Yes, Labor Day. Right. Yeah. We do ours.
Yeah.
I messed that up.
Maybe he's not double booked.
Labor Day. That's why he's been available for us.
See why I'm jumping on? You said something about
Labor Day is when we do ours.
Gosh, I told him 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can let him know.
I bet he has us all read on his book for Labor Day. We've used them a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We hired DJ.
And then the fireworks.
The fireworks.
It went really well.
It has. It's been really a good success.
About doing some blow ups and stuff like that, where we're at on that. Whatever y'all want to do.
Well, we'll check on that.
Hot dog, Coke, chips.
It's a big, yeah. We do it on Labor Day.
You'll feed them, they'll come.
Yeah.
When everybody else does fireworks, we're at the lake watching their fireworks. And then we have them in the fall.
And I thought since he brought this up about Labor Day, since this is the 250th birthday, that we could purchase some, like, flags, the mini flags.
Yes.
And pass those out.
Pass the flags out this year.
Have those.
Okay.
Yeah, because you order the glow lights. Mm-hmm. You could order those the same way.
We can get some flags.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anybody else?
I just want to mention the theater. Historical had the little concert over here the other night. It was really good.
Some talented people up
there. It was, yeah. It was a bluegrass show and gospel too. It was really good.
Well, I looked them people up today. Man, they are.
Y'all missed a good show.
Won many awards.
Uh-huh. I think that one at the Canyon heard us too.
Yeah. And then the next one coming up is
July something.
Something July, with, of course, still kicking, but Mia, what's her name? From Mia that was on Idol, you'll know.
Yeah, with
Matthews. Yes, her family's coming to the next one in July, so that'll be good. They need some advertisement on that. Just say it.
We advertised the last one.
I know you did.
That'd be good to bring your radio van over here and set up there till everything gets started.
Mm. We can do that.
A live feed, because they have the music, so if you're standing outside, you can hear what's going on inside. The music's outside as well.
Those speakers sound great.
They sounded
outside.
Really good outside. Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to get back with Jill. Have to get with you on a live feed. I know. Historic, they wouldn't mind.
No, we don't care. We welcome it.
Yeah.
Let us know what we need to do.
All right, we need a live feed for that.
All right, entertain a motion for adjournment.
We can move it.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Exactly. Motion to adjourn. Bobby, second. By Kathy. Thank you.